Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Donald Trump has now had five cabinet members refer to the Department of Justice for prosecution for felonies. Five. In one term. It's got to be a record. Rachel Maddow on the show yesterday said she thought it was. She did not do original research. I don't know if it was, but I suspect it may be. If five of your cabinet members be referred to the DOJ for prosecution, is an amazingly bad record. Four of them were referred to Trump's own DOJ. You think that crooked William Barr or Jeff Sessions or the rest of them are going to prosecute anybody in the Republican Party? The answer is no. So those four didn't get prosecuted. But now Wilbur Ross, their Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, one of the directors of one of the banks that foreign banks, Bank of Cyprus, that loaned Trump money, has been accused of being a Russian money laundering bank. This is the guy who was in Saudi Arabia, and he's walking with the Crown Prince Mohammed, Chainsaw Charlie. Chainsaw Charlie is fond of the chainsaw. Jamal Khashoggi shows up at the Saudi embassy in Istanbul to get some Islamic religious papers so he can divorce his wife and marry somebody else. And, you know, and he never comes out. Suddenly they hear the chainsaw and a scream, and it's pretty cold, actually. Chainsaw Charlie, and then they stuck his legs and his arms and whatever was left of him in a diplomatic pouch. You know, there are diplomatic pouches and there are diplomatic pouches. But, you know, usually it has documents in it, maybe, or photographs or something. You have a diplomatic pouch that's like as big as five golf bags. And as they throw it on, they go, that feels like an arm or a leg. That, don't say anything. Throw it on the plane. So Wilbur Ross is over in Saudi Arabia walking down with the press. And you know what he says? The press around there, he goes, this is terrific. There are no demonstrators. There are no protesters. That's true. There aren't. They're dead or they're in prison being hanged by their ankles. This is the kind of guy he is, kind of guy Trump was. Well, it turned out when he was subpoenaed to testify to Congress about the census, he lied to them. They said to him, what did you put on the question about citizenship? And that's fine. I mean, if he said, look, I want to know how many citizens we have. Fine. That was the correct, that was the truthful answer. Some people object to it. Some don't. But no, he goes, well, the Department of Justice asked me to. The Department of Justice asked me to for law enforcement purposes. It turned out that was a lie. He called the Department of Justice and he said, I want you to ask me to put a citizenship question on because we want to dig this out and we want to allocate congressional seats, not based on population, but based on citizenship. And I don't care what your view is on that subject. That's your own business. But what I am saying is you don't then go, well, they asked me. Well, no, they didn't ask him. He asked them to stick it on. That's a felony. Certainly during the Watergate era and other eras, that would have resulted in prosecution. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, now determined not to prosecute him. Merrick Garland, frankly, has got to step up his game. He exists only as a perpetual victim. He was the guy that was going to be on the Supreme Court. Moscow Mitch wouldn't put it to a vote. And so he didn't go on the Supreme Court. Then Amy Coney Barrett got nominated and appointed in his place. All right, he might be angry about that. Biden's angry about it. Obama's angry about it. Fine, okay. Deal with it. It happened in the past. But why make him attorney general? Just because he's a celebrity victim. Because quite frankly, he ain't Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy was the attorney general. He ain't a lot of attorney generals. What has he done? He isn't prosecuting Wilbur Ross for perjury to Congress. He is defending Trump. He is agreeing to defend Trump against the rape victim, who whom Trump called a slut and a whore, raped her in the dressing room at Berghoff Goodman, one of the high-end department stores in New York, years ago, and she went public with it. He said she's a liar, a slut, and a whore. That's defamatory. And Merrick Garland agrees that, well, he was speaking as president. Well, let me tell you something. That is not speaking as president. That is not what Abraham Lincoln would have said, or George Washington, or any president. Franklin Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, none of them. They should not be representing at our expense Donald Trump for calling someone a slut and a whore and a liar, whom he allegedly raped. Should not be doing it. And where are the lawsuits to stop the Cyber Ninja audit? It's against the law to turn over original presidential ballots outside of the proper certifying authorities. These are being turned over to QAnon. And no lawsuit. There is a lawsuit in Georgia, in Arizona. There was a lawsuit, not by Merrick Garland, that goes to the Supreme Court, and the six Republicans say it's okay to suppress the vote. It's okay to discriminate in Arizona against Native Americans and Latinos, as long as you don't have somebody in plain English during the debate in the legislature saying that's your purpose. Doesn't matter if it is your purpose. So down there, 29% of Navajo Indians, there's a heck of a lot of them down there, are not on a mail route. So they have to give their ballot to somebody to drop off in the mail or to drop off in a drop box. And now if it's not a caregiver or family member, it's a felony. So neighbor, once every couple of days, go, all right, we're doing a mail run, doing a drop box run, and just put it out. Committing a felony. Obviously, it's Navajos that are only on 29% of them are on a mail route. Average person's on a mail route. Where I live in Milwaukee on the east side, I can walk to two mailboxes within a couple of blocks. So we don't know what a lawsuit would yield, but I'll tell you, a lawsuit by the Attorney General saying Cyber Ninja doesn't get original votes, that would have to be paid attention to. He's got to get more aggressive. He can't go around posing as a professional victim all this time. He's got to do something, and he cannot say, all right, I'm not going to prosecute Wilbur Ross, but I am going to defend Donald Trump for going after this woman. That's just absolutely crazy. You think they helped out Bill Clinton at all with something that was consensual and that it happened with an adult, a consenting adult? No, they didn't. They tried to impeach. They impeached him, tried to convict him. The Republican Party, quite frankly, is a party of sedition right now. Under Trump, they turned over our national interest to Putin, and right now they're trying to destroy our democracy. Party of sedition. Wilbur Ross should be prosecuted. QAnon, the QAnon Cyber Ninja crowd, which is now spreading to Michigan and Iowa and these other places, are going to try the same thing. Should be prosecuted. Robin Voss in this state should be put on notice by the Justice Department. If there's any funny stuff with the ballots here, he's defendant number one. I think, quite frankly, they've got to start thinking about replacing Merrick Garland. They got to put a more aggressive guy. The guy I liked was Preet Bharara, Southern District of New York, U.S. Attorney, aggressive, honest, good man. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.